With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Israel's military has issued its most detailed warning yet to Hezbollah in neighboring Lebanon, saying it will be ready to attack immediately if provoked. The IDF recounts its actions along the northern border during 4 months of war in Gaza and made a rare acknowledgement of dozens of airstrikes inside Syria against Hezbollah. Israel stresses it doesn't choose war as its first priority, but it is most certainly ready to go if need be. Republican Nikki Haley has no plans to quit the presidential race anytime soon. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
She trails Donald Trump in the polls, and most pundits view her candidacy as a long shot. But Haley said she's not going anywhere. She told reporters that if she can keep closing the gap, her campaign will continue. In her calculus, the GOP primary has barely begun, with just two states having voted so far. Haley's refusal to quit has angered the former president, who has reacted to name-calling and increased personal attacks against Haley at the risk of alienating moderate voters and suburban women. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Avalanche forecasters trying to curb deaths as skiers and snowmobilers flock to backcountry areas in this country.
Four people have already died this year in snowslides in Wyoming, Colorado, Idaho, and California. In Montana, snowmobile outfitter Shannon Abelseth says business owners like him have been more aggressively pushing their advice about avalanches.
It's got to be done. Yeah, everybody in this community, we don't like to send people home in body bags.
Doug Chabot, the director of the Gallatin National Forest Avalanche Center, says forecasting has become better, and so have people being educated about the dangers.
If you're caught in an avalanche, you have an 80% chance of survival if you're dug up in 10 minutes.
I'm Julie Walker.
This is SRN News. Christians from all over North Dakota gathered last month to pack meals for poor people in distant lands.
We were shooting for 10 million meals. We ended up with 9.7 million meals, which is far and away more than we have ever produced before. The last time we produced anything even close to that was 5 million meals in Miami years ago.
Julie Smith is a spokesman for the ministry Feed My Starving Children.
We send these meals to our network of partners, and they are incredible. They work in almost 100 countries across the globe, and they are doing that on-the-ground, hard work, seemingly impossible work every day. And they use FMSC food to support the work that they're already doing.
Since the ministry got started back in 1987, it has produced and shipped more than 4.25 billion meals all around the globe. FMSC has 8 permanent packing sites in 4 states and also holds pop-up events such as the one at the Fargo Dome. This is SRN News. Federal investigators are learning more about last month's deadly crash of a medical helicopter in Oklahoma.
Authorities say a dead goose was found within the helicopter that went down, killing all 3 people on board. The preliminary report by the NTSB does not cite a suspected cause of the crash, but it does note one goose was found in the flight control system. Several others were found in the debris field. Helicopter crash January 20th, 60 miles west of Oklahoma City, killing the pilot and both medical crew members. Jason Walker reporting.
Megastar Taylor Swift, who's holding concerts in Japan through the 10th of this month, will make it in time for the Super Bowl to see her boyfriend and football star Travis Kelce play. Japanese law requires that all the public sound systems be shut down by 9:30 p.m. That'll give her time to hop a plane and get back to the U.S. This is SRN News.